Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You in the bathroom? Arnold, are you in there?
No, I'm not in there.
Come on, get out of there.
What happened to the plastic bags I put under here?
I threw them away. You've been warned about making those water bombs.
Water bombs? I just had the plastic bags under there just in case I want to pack a sandwich during the night.
What you ought to pack is a cork in your mouth.
Hi, guys. Hey, am I interrupting anything?
No, we're just sitting here resisting temptation.
That's good. That means you deserve the present I've got for you.
A present?
Oh, boy!
Thanks, Mr. Drummond. This telescope is out of sight.
I'm sure you boys will have lots of fun with it.
Yeah, that's for me. A fun kid in Fun City.
You'll find it's educational, too. From way up here, you can see all the stars and planets and all the other heavenly bodies.
Yeah. There's one crossing the street right now. Arnold, take a look at that girl.
Ah, who cares about girls? I ain't even had a dog yet.
Well, enjoy yourself, fellas. I'll be in my study helping Kimberly with her homework.
Thanks, Mr. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Let me have a look through that long eye. Short eye.
Ah! Man, am I going to be able to use this?
What are you doing with that?
Like a water bomb.
Arnold, Mr. Drummond warned you about those water bombs.
Yeah, but I can't help myself. I'm hooked.
That's fattening. Oh, I don't care. Oh, can I help you, Arnold?
No, I'll manage.
What are you doing, Arnold?
Oh, nothing.
What are you planning on doing with that nothing? I'll rephrase the question. Why are you making that nothing into a water bomb?
Water bomb?
Water bomb.
Oh, this ain't no bomb, Mrs. Garrett. I'm gonna put, I'm gonna put my fish Abraham in this while I'm cleaning his bowl.
Oh, I see. You expect me to believe that?
You got something against cleaning goldfish?
Arnold, Arnold, Arnold. You may be a size 8, but when it comes to trouble, you're a 42 long. All right, you empty that bag this minute, or I'll have to tell Mr. Drummond. Go on.
All right, Mrs. Garrett.
Are you real up?
Okay, Willis. You be the navigator and I'll be the bombardier.
You're gonna get yourself into trouble.
That never stopped me before.
Yeah, but while you're looking, find yourself a good lawyer.
Uh-oh. That's the maintenance man on the balcony below us. Bombs away.
See you later.
Where you going?
Well, you ain't. I'm going to be around when they lay the charge on you.
What charge?
Assault with a wet weapon.
You going somewhere, Willis?
As fast as possible.
Enjoying the telescope, Arnold?
Oh, yes, sir. Just point it and you can't miss what you're looking at.
I'm sure glad you're making good use of it.
Yeah, It sure improved my aim in life.
I'll get it, Mrs. Garrett.
Afternoon, Mr. Drummond.
Henry, you got caught in the shower.
Yes, sir. And the shower came in a plastic bag.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Some people hiccup. It's a family curse.
There have been several near misses in the past, and they all come from your balcony, Mr. Drummond.
I'm sure they did. I'm very sorry that this happened to you, Henry. And I can see to it that it doesn't happen again. Here. Will this cover the damage?
Oh, sure it will. Usually I get hit by pigeons, and they don't tip.
What's new in the world of business and finance, Arnold?
Say what?
The world of finance. I'm very glad to see you reading the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. Life ain't just comic strips, you know.
Tell me, what do you think of today's market?
I think the price of tomatoes is too high.
Arnold, one day you may be an inscrutable financial genius, but right now you are completely scrutable. Did you notice anything unusual about Henry the maintenance man?
Yeah, he was wet. I guess the man sweats a lot.
Yeah, and this time he certainly had a lot of help. Did you do it?
Do what?
You know what? Henry was hit from above with a bag full of water.
No. Wasn't a bag. Maybe a waterbed exploded.
I doubt it, since it's well known that there's a mad water bomber in this building. In fact, right in this apartment.
Well, you shouldn't go accusing Willis of nothing you can't prove.
You're right. You're right. By the way, did you know it was the maintenance man you hit?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't just a lucky...
I see you've caught Mrs. Garrett's family curse.
I better do something about my mouth. It's open 24 hours a day.
Now, you've been warned about water bombs 3 times.
Only twice. I got one more coming.
Listen, Arnold. Now, what you did was very dangerous. You could hurt somebody very seriously by dropping things from above like that.
I didn't mean to hurt anybody. Just having fun.
We shouldn't have fun at somebody else's expense. Now, I'm sorry, but this time you're going to be punished.
Oh, that ain't fair. Don't you remember a little kid?
I can't remember that far back. Besides, we weren't talking about me.
Well, let's make it even and don't talk about me either.
I'm sure that everybody else in this family would agree with me that you should be punished. I'll show you. Kimberly! Mrs. Garrett, would you come in here, please?
Will this take long, Mr. Drummond? I got a problem with the turkey.
What's the problem?
To get it to sit in the oven 3 hours with his legs crossed.
It isn't that funny.
Well, just a joke to lighten up the mood in here.
How did you know it needed lightning?
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Daddy. I was on the phone. What's up?
Well, Arnold dropped a water bomb on the maintenance man. Now, I warned him about it before, and I promised him he'd be punished if he did it again.
He doesn't have to keep his promise to me.
Am I being an unreasonable father?
No, no. I agree with you, Mr. Drummond.
So do I, Daddy.
Aww.
How about no desserts for a couple of nights?
No desserts? I just sprinkled a man. I didn't drown him.
Why not send him to bed without his dinner tonight? No, not good. I'm such a pushover, I'd sneak up food to him.
I've got an idea.
I'll bet you have. What?
How about sending me to a horror movie. I just hate it when I'm scared.
Arnold, I'm afraid there's just one solution. This calls for a spanking.
A spanking? There ain't enough of me to spank.
Daddy, spankings are barbaric. They're right out of the Dark Ages.
It's been very popular right up until this year.
If you really want to torture poor little Arnold, why don't you just put him on a rack and stretch him?
Yes, and when you're through, you'll have a long, thin basketball player.
Oh, thanks. I'd rather try Mother Nature's way.
All right, Arnold. You go up to your room, and I'll deal with you directly.
Yeah, then I won't be able to sit on my directly.
Arnold. Look, I don't like this either. I don't like the idea of spanking you.
That ain't one of your best ideas.
I'm sorry, but that's the one we're going to go with. Upstairs for your spanking. Will you please stop looking at me as if I'm Attila the Hun?
I didn't say a word. But I congratulate you on reading lips.
Daddy, please don't spank him. He can break his tender little bones.
Don't worry. Where I'm going to spank him, he doesn't have any bones. Arnold, where are you?
He's not in there.
Who are you trying to fool? He's not in there.
He's not?
Arnold, where are you hiding? Come out and take your punishment like a man. Are you standing under the bed?
Daddy, look here. A note.
What?
Oh, you're a good little bird. You can uncross your legs now.
Hi.
Hi.
Anything going on that an innocent brother should know about?
Oh, Arnold the Mad Bomber has struck again. He dropped a bag of water on Henry the Maintenance Man.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of that going around.
Hey, everybody. We found a note from Arnold.
A note?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It says, Willis, please cover my goldfish at night. He can't sleep with the lights on. I'm running away. I'll miss you all, even Mr. Drummond. Arnold.
Arnold ran away? Why would my little brother run away?
Oh, my dear.
Oh, where could he be?
He's gone. That poor little baby.
Oh, we gotta find him.
Well, if you see him, could you sit on him and call me? Thanks.
Now, listen, kids. He couldn't have gone very far. We've called the police. We're checking the neighborhood for him. We'll find him.
I hope so.
I'll bet that's him right now. Any news, Henry?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Drummond. There's not a trace of Arnold anywhere in the neighborhood.
Are you sure you looked everywhere?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, thanks very much for your help, Henry.
I'll keep looking.
Poor Arnold. He must be lost in a crowd. There's 8 million people in New York.
He's so small, he can get lost in a crowd of three.
Oh, no luck, Mr. Drummond. Nobody has seen Arnold. He's not in the building. He's not in the street. He's not in the park. He's not in the movie theater. He just disappeared. Everywhere I went, I waved this bag of cookies.
Mr. Drummond?
Yes.
I found your son.
Oh, boy. Have you got the wrong kid?
I'm afraid you have, officer.
I told you I wasn't lost.
I guess I forgot to mention that Arnold is a black child. It just never occurred to me. I only think of him as my son.
Well, we'll keep looking, Mr. Drummond. Come on, kid.
Darn get a lollipop? Kodak always gives you a lollipop.
I feel absolutely drained. Mrs. Garrett, could you get me a glass of water and two aspirin?
Oh, Mr. Drummond, you had no dinner.
All right. Make it three aspirins.
Us stray cats want to be alone.
I know. Oh, come on out, you little runaway.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, please, don't tell.
Arnold, shame on you. You had us worried to death. Why, well, you don't know what we've been through.
With this garbage, it ain't no rose garden in here either.
All right. Come on out with you.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, please. You don't want to see me get spanked.
Well, I'm sorry, Arnold. I just can't let Mr. Drummond worry. I've got to tell him.
Could you wait a while? Like till I'm 21?
Now, look, Arnold.
Mrs. Garrett!
Oh, yes, Mr. Drummond!
But please don't tell him, please.
I really... At last, please, got to me. Oh, all right. I'll give you 30 seconds to give yourself up. All right?
If I don't, will you snitch on me?
It's not snitching, Arnold, if Mr. Drummond discovers you all on his own.
Mr. Garrett!
Coming, Mr. Drummond.
Don't we have any aspirin?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got it right here.
Thank you. What is it? Is there a law against taking an aspirin in the kitchen?
Oh, I just thought you'd like to sit down for 30 seconds while they take a pact. Oh, dear. What was that noise?
What noise?
I didn't hear anything.
Me either.
Oh, there it is again. Louder. Oh, Mr. Drummond, there's something going on in the kitchen. Mr. Drummond, I wonder where that sound is coming from.
I don't hear anything. What sound?
How do I know? It's your sink.
Sink? Well, just as I expected.
What is it, Daddy?
A big bag of garbage.
What? Isn't there anything hiding behind that big bag of garbage?
Like what, Mrs. Garrett?
Like Arnold.
Arnold?
Yes, he was meowing under the sink just a minute ago.
Arnold was here?
No.
Oh, he's hiding someone else.
Why didn't you tell us?
Oh, I was brainwashed.
Come on, let's go look for him.
Well, you two look downstairs. We'll go upstairs. Oh, thank God you're safe. I never was so glad to see anybody in my life.
Are you really?
Yes, really.
Then let's have a party.
He's not in there.
He's not on the terrace either.
Oh, no. I hope he didn't fall off.
Thanks for cheering me up.
He's not in any of the bedrooms. Did your father have any luck?
He sure did. Look what I found.
Oh, Neil, where you been?
Here's...
Oh, man,
I'm so happy to see you, Peabray.
He was in the hot tub playing submarine. This little devil never left the apartment.
Well, it's nice to be back among my loved ones. We're going to have a party.
First things first. You still have a spanking coming because of the water bomb.
You sure do know how to spoil a party.
Come on, Arnold.
Don't spank me, please. I may grow up to be mean.
Come here.
Hold it, Mr. Drummond. You know, I agree he deserves the spanking, but you ain't the one to give it to him.
Oh? What do you mean, Willis?
The only one that ever spanked us was Mom and Papa. And they're dead. If anybody's got to spank Arnold, it's got to be family. And that's me.
Right on. You spank me, Willis.
Well, we're one family, and I happen to be the head of it.
But you're not blood family. I am.
I'm sorry that you feel that way, but if that's the way you want it, all right. You spank Arnold properly.
Oh, he'll want me good. It's starting to hurt already. Come on, Willis. Fold me over and lay it on me.
I don't think Willis is going to like doing that any more than I would.
Yeah, Willis, for a dummy, you're pretty smart. You sure outfox Mr. D. Here, whack away on this. It'll sound just like you beat my butt.
Come here, Arnold.
Wait till you hear me scream in pain. They'll think you're murdering me.
Come on, Arnold. Let's get it over with. Spread it on my lap.
Ah, good thinking. Just in case he peeks in, let's make it look like the real thing, huh? Hey, what you gonna hit to make it sound like my butt?
Your butt.
Will you two stop glaring at me? I haven't laid a hand on the kid.
Yeah. You're just the godfather who gave instructions to the hitman.
Willis, you're crying.
Don't tell me the little one beat up the big one.
What is it, Willis?
I don't like spanking my little brother.
Then how come you did it so good?
I tried to tell you, Willis, that discipline is a responsibility that goes with being head of the family. Now, we're all one family, and I'm the head of it.
I'm sure glad you're the head of it, because kids shouldn't spank kids.
Especially when one of them kids is me.
Next time, Mr. Drummond, you spank Arnold.
There ain't gonna be no next time.
That's right, Arnold. You are never going to put a water bomb on anybody ever again.
Never. I promise.
I'm sure you've learned your lesson.
Yeah, I learned another lesson, too.
Good. What's that?
The next time I do anything wrong, I'm gonna find a better hiding place than this apartment.
Different strokes and things, different strokes to move.